This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If I could, quick Odyssey app appreciation for Richard listening late on the app. And texting the following. And you can do that, by the way. There are some who are probably listening right now to the 6 o'clock hour. You can listen at your convenience to this show on the Odyssey app. But Richard says, what is Wiggy smoking? There are multiple answers to that question. But then goes on to say, just heard his lead in which he suggests that the New England Patriots would trade back. What is wrong with him? Well, I don't want to speak for you, but... you have heard the speculation about New Orleans and about Derek Carr, and therefore you are suggesting that you do not select at number four and you work a deal with them.
Yeah,
and
because if you can't get Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter, what you know some people are saying they're going to go in the top three, and New Orleans definitely wants a quarterback, depending on who they're going to take, whether it's Shedeur Sanders. I know some people have Jackson Dart up there pretty high. Why not trade back to number nine where New Orleans is picking and then maybe pick up an extra second-round pick, and then you'll be able to get the guy that I think you could – I would go after Tyler Warren, but if you want an offensive lineman there, you could probably still find an offensive lineman there. I think it's just smart for you, rather than taking Will Campbell at number four, I would not want to do that when I could maybe pick up some, you know, some extra draft capital and help me out. I would do Tyler Warren at nine, and then I would do offensive lineman. I would even use both of my second-round picks to grab offensive linemen.
The one
I traded for to get me another pick in the second round. And I would use the one at the top of the draft. Chime brings it up all the time. Ozzie Trapillo from Boston College. Now you could pick up – you could use both of those if you wanted to go that direction. I would not waste four on Will Campbell. I would not do that.
One of Chime's – mock enemies, Todd McShay, has Jackson Dart going before Shedeur Sanders.
He has Jackson Dart going 9 to the Saints.
Well, there you go. You trade up, and now the Saints can take Jackson Dart right there. Don't have to worry about, maybe somebody else jump-frogging them.
Well, Wiggy, I think your thought process is correct. I think they should do that.
Right.
Unfortunately, I just don't know that the Saints are going to trade up. They don't really need to jump frog anybody in order to draft the quarterback. They can just sit at 9, not have to give up the capital, and still get their guy.
You don't think that can – maybe there might be a little bit of concern with the Jets? Maybe – I know Vegas, they re-signed Geno, or they gave him kind of like a new deal, but we've heard Brady say before, we don't want to necessarily play a rookie. So is there a chance that maybe Vegas or even the Jets might take a quarterback?
Yeah, maybe. I just need someone to explain to me. I talked about it with Ken Saturday. Why is Elliot Wolf here still? What is his purpose? What does he serve? How is he improving things other than saying nonsense whenever he's asked a question? Like, if we all believe it's Rabel's building, right? It's his operation.
Yeah.
He brought in this guy from the Giants. He's his, you know, his Casario is already in place. Obviously, does anybody think Mike Vrabel, if he was doing an open interview process, would have landed on Elliot Wolf in his front office?
No, but we believe for some reason the Crafts like him, and that's why they kept him around.
And right. Vrabel had to be on board with keeping him around to take the job.
Right, which seems like you're doing the same things that you said were wrong in the prior administration today.
But we know that kind of some of the things they said were wrong in the prior administration, we know they're kind of going back to what they did.
Would you keep him on the team in your front office if you were Mike Vrabel?
Well, Vrabel doesn't have a choice.
Well, he did. I mean, he was a guy that was under some sort of demand coming in. He had some leverage over the operation.
He must, it clearly, because you know why Vrabel doesn't have a choice? Because Vrabel brought in his own guy. So if Vrabel really had a choice, he would have said, listen, I'm bringing in my guy. We're moving on from Elliot Wolf. But they, it seems like the Kraft said, okay, you can bring in a guy, but guess what? You're still going to have to work with Elliot Wolf, or he's going to still be around in some capacity, even though his, you know, you're still atop him when it comes to the decisions, he's still here.
So I if we all had to guess, not what we think they should do, but what the Patriots we think will do, I'll go first. They're going to take a tackle at four. Whether it's Will Campbell, they're not going to trade. They're not going to get cute. They're not going to try and go back. Mm-hmm. They are going to take a tackle with their first pick at number four.
I would maybe agree with you because that's what all the experts are saying when it comes to
Is Will Campbell in your mind either tackle or guard? You don't care about arm.
Anybody who tells you they know a damn thing about what he'll be is someone who just read one magazine article and thinks that they're an expert. I have no idea. I haven't seen him play.
I'm aware it's impossible to listen to every minute of this show, but I got a bunch of text messages. Wiggy is saying jump frog on purpose because Courtney thought at one point that leapfrog was called jump frog.
I misspoke one
Wiggy
time.
Wiggy is not. He's repeating that, and you may not have heard it before, but that's why he's doing it.
Well, if you didn't hear it, all you got to do is go to the Odyssey app and do the rewind.
That is true, yes.
So that's
a little inside joke on the show.
Well, I don't think it's inside.
With us and the listeners,
And the thing I would say about, because there are other tackles there, and there are, I still believe you can get a tackle in the second round. I just feel like when you're looking at impact players in the NFL, right? And if you're going to roll the dice on impact plays, because we don't know what none of these guys are, Will Campbell is not.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I like a Joe Alt from Notre Dame a couple years ago where people are like, oh, this guy is a franchise guy. Like he's, you know, it's been a long time since we've seen that. I just feel like when you're looking at the potential, I would prefer for a guy like Drake May, I would prefer to give him offensive talent that he could either throw the ball to, or if it's Ashton Jeanthey, hand the ball to, and then pick up that offensive lineman in the second round. Because to me, if you're looking at more likely to hit on, you know, a lineman or a tight end, or an elite running back, I would go elite running backs and elite tight ends before elite linemen.
And so where do you have Abdul Carter going? Because he's visiting the Patriots today.
Well, yeah. I mean, if Shime says that he's probably going to go number three to the Giants, which I think is stupid on their part, but you know what? They're just going to add another edge rusher when they already got two really good ones. If you believe that number two, Cleveland, is going to take Travis Hunter. I think then the Giants, that's why I'm like, could the Giants be smart enough to not waste their pick on Abdul Carter? Because they're like, all right, we're good at this position? Or do they just go, he's the best player available, even though we're loaded at the position?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm – if I'm the Patriots and those guys are all off the board, I would then trade down. Or if you want to say – If you want to say, all right, Ashton Jeanthey's the guy, because if you trade down, maybe he's gone. I think Tyler Warren's still there, and you don't want to roll the dice on a guy like Ashton Jeanthe. Then, all right, go with Ashton Jeanthe.
I mean, Curtis, what conclusion did you come to, if any, on Saturday? I assume that, Elliot Wolf is there to represent the Crafts, right?
Yeah, he is, and I just think that this is another example of the Crafts continuing to double down on bad ideas. And I don't think he'll be an issue. It's just energy and a nuisance that Mike Vrabel has to deal with while dealing with the second or least talented roster in the NFL. And that's why they are going to be this draft would be so different if they had traded for Tunsil, because then you have your left tackle. You brought in Moses. He can walk on water and he can handle the right side of the line on the tackle position. And you'd be able to have the ability to trade back, maybe take Jeanthe. You would have so many more things that you could be able to accomplish. The fact that you need a left tackle leaves you in a position where you're going to take Will Campbell and
Shime. Shime's our expert guy. Shime, what would you do? Like,
if I'm the Patriots, what I would do is trade down. I believe that this draft is the reason people see it as worse than a lot of other drafts is not because there's no talent, but just because there's not as many blue chip top end players. So there's not as many of those like possible all pro Hall of Fame guys. But I believe there are a lot of good NFL starters available, like in that middle of round one to beginning of round three area.
Yeah, so Daniel Jeremiah refers to this as a starter draft.
Right, but how far down would you trade, though?
So my goal would be to trade. I would trade down as far as 11 with the 49ers because I want to accrue as many draft picks in that first, second, third round as I can.
If they were able to get Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter at four, would you say great draft or everybody else choked?
I would say somebody choked.
Okay. All right.
Because I don't know why you're taking any of those quarterbacks over Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter.
11 sleeps until the draft, and you can talk about it today all day and every day here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.